sings a little song. So when he stops, then he goes down and he must go on. He must go on to knock his view, otherwise he's bothered. Why? Because now knock is the motive too. Let's say he has it, and the mile of a song stops. Even though he might sound knock his view. So, but it's mile of a song, or on his shoulder, it's a mile of a song, so he's bothered. And the only, I know, you say, from us, because is that even though it was carried on the British army, the man of a soul also is looking. But the Hanukkah has to be the model. Then the sheet of the Rabbi Yisrael, the Ashkol, the Arabs, so they say that even if letting go, let's say, even if going, he stands in a certain position. And then the Rabbi Yisrael, yes, he said, the man of a soul. The Rabbi Yisrael, he's also. So the sheet of the Rabbi Yisrael, the sheet of the Rabbi Yisrael, the Ashkol, that he holds, because Hanukkah's good and Hanukkah's famous. So I look at the Amchemes. So the beat when they even dafar it to move, and in the parable of Shnei, that the pshat is that when you stop, so it's considered. And so it's not only that the feet take a certain position and a certain spot on the car, but the feet, the whole group, and the whole too. But not only when there is a vice out of it. Even when he has been standing below, don't. So, and then, when he puts it in the hand, the Rabbi puts it in the hand, so it's considered as if he put it in the hand of the that's the then the Ashbo Israel, the Ashbo, doesn't agree with the sheet of faces. If there is a Maisa Amochet, Gubei, so then the person makes a Maisa Amochet, so he doesn't make any certain spot, certain position, the Kaake, so it doesn't mean that he's making the Maisa Amochet of his feet. He's making the Maisa Amochet of his feet, his group, and the low, at the same spot. So in other words, the Anochi, so it's considered that there is a Maisa Anochi on the couch, because Mashiach came, there is no Maisa Anochi. He is just standing in a certain spot. And then the Rabbi puts it in his hand, so it's not in my view, so it's not considered as if he put it in my view. Now, so one thing is clear, that does not agree with the sheet of the Rabbi Yisrael of the Rashbo. Because if he had agreed with the sheet of the Rabbi Yisrael of the Rashbo, so in the melee, why should he say that in the case you are moving through the door? And then he went quick. And then he grabbed it at a different place. So it's a Havelay, Kimoshenese, the Miller is Melee. But according to Rabbi Yisrael of the Rashbo, so when he grabs it, So it is considered out of the deal as he does not have the place on the car where he's standing. He assumed a certain position on the car, the new place, the new position. So then when he grabs it, when the ball comes in his hand, so it's considered as if the ball had dropped to the spot on the car where he assumed the position. So of course, the Rach doesn't agree with the sheet of the Rach, but even so, it is difficult. How is it considered? Kishelesi Nubino is Melee. So since the Rach does not agree with the Sheikh of Rabbi Yisrael of the Rashbo, and when there is no Maisa Anoch, so of the group, so then it's not considered that the Chifetz is Moch Binah. So Melee, he opens the ball, and then he runs quick, and he assumes a certain position, and he already remains standing. And then as he is in a standing position, the new position, in the standing position, the new position, he grabs the ball. So the melee seems there is no Maisa Anoch at the time when he grabs the ball. So that means that the ball is not Noch Berak. But where is the ball? Where is the mocking of the Anoch, his hand? So the melee, that means, so it's not the spot upon which, the character upon which is standing, is the Anoch of the ball. The became Anoch is the hand. And since it was Nekar also from his hand, so in Mele, it is considered like Nesim in Mele. So that was because the Mikim Anoche is the hand, not the place where the person stands. This is the Pshat in Rav. Alright. Now. Omar Abba Ben Rabiech, Nikimah. Omar Abba Ben Rabiech. יכניס יום לשיחות החבר, וכאילו בית שומן והי צחי, מסקי כל רב זה, מה הוא יתין לחבר, מה הוא יתין לשומעי, אם הוא לא מתכיר. So the Gemara assumed that, Rav Zeira assumed that Rav Yechon has left us the gates where by itself, the Mele, the Kshomi, dropped into his hands, the Mingshom. So the Mele hit into an Achilles, he was passing. So you want to say, it's not the not that, that he was. He was passing El Kola, who had became him. He was killing the man. So he was killing my so you more, in other words, so you more assume that he was killing the Mali from the Avia, as the rain was popping. So he was killing to the head. Now the Avia is certainly not a walking tower now. So Rabbi Nakira not a walking tower like it. Not that he was killing the rain water from the Avia as it was raining, but he was killing it from the case. Yes, it was dripping down from the case. So out of the case, now we're going off, but it was in a state of motion of dripping down. So you have to be careful in walking off. Kilo Marobe or Abe, the case of the Shupe was in his land, but another the case of the Shupe. So it was no. So it was no. Eichit Marobe, I want it now. Oh, you're going to see it now. So he was holding, I mean, the sefer was in the form of a scroll. So in other words, so one end of the scroll was in his hand. So it's like the other. And then it started to roll down. The scroll was in the other, and Gil had to so roll it back to him. Now, Gil is saying, also I shall have a swing in here. The scroll was in the other, the ratio of the other, Gil had to roll it back to the other, and the other was down. He could be a gym. So even if the killer had been detached completely from his head, he didn't do nothing. So, and then he would pick it up. So the melee, so there is no human chatos because he's made senior Shusarabi to a calmness. So even if he didn't mean Agudu Biyode, it would only be Osam Rabban. So now that it's Agudu Biyode, so it's good. He can hash the relationship of Biyode, he can kill it, after the Mishim Shmuz, now he does it. Hold on, Kevin Rishada, when he's down to a simple Biyode. Actually, he gave you Tvochim, you Tvochim, so he gave me that. So in other words, so it's a Mokim Tuch. He's not allowed to roll it back to him, even though it's actually the other one end of the scroll. He's in his hand, but the Rabbon is also there. So in the Reishe, so even if he can be not the other, it would only be in his Rabbon. But he's in the same way, so if he can be not the other, so then the scroll had been completely detached from his hand, so then he would pull it back, then he would be really sorry. So anyway, in the case where it's a good idea that you are one end of the scroll with his end, so it's doesn't matter. So, but in order to prevent his own kiss like he is, so he has to turn it over. Take relaxa. But be on the Amaya Hip relaxa. So, why should he be allowed to pull it back? Pull it off. So, in melee, even if he can't be a good idea that he would be doing the same. So now that it's a good idea that he should be in the telephone. You know, not only the case of the issue. So here too, we are dealing with the case of the issue. So any of us who are the case, any of the Magog will be saying, they are going to deny. So in other words, so if it's an Islam, if the case of the issue, so then it holds on to the case. Mashenki, my has a tendency to grip down. So even if it's a Shippua, so it will not adhere to the case. So in melee, so why is it high? Why? So when we say that he's high, my man is showing him, he may shake him with Mount Abu Ghul. So it was not. Women, she did. So you want to say, you tell him, Mount Abu Ghul, my man, Abu Ghul, my man, Abu Ghul, come on, be as the.
Because the man, how can the man? Where is the man? I don't know. 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 I don ואין כדין תכנית לחיים. בית כל הכתב, טוב לי את הכי טוב, לחלוק כלל הולכת. אבי שהעמיד על הכתב גדול, כל מנוח במאי אותו הגיעו. מישהו כדין את מנעת הולמי שם המאי, מנוח ונעולת כשיפות. נעודי אדם במחלקת, במקן כתן רמבה. בית כזה, בית מישהו באו נביא את החיילה כדי שרבי נקפת עליה, ואחד הרי שתרד. אבא באי, נחלי שתרד. לא, רמבה נחלת, בית כזה, מישהו ב... Don't fly, fly to the more of Dorak. He took the banana and kite. So he stayed with me out. So he started with the rap. So he took my head to me and the rap me out. And then the rap for me, she was a flake. And the rap for me, my heel, I think. Now what's the flake? It's between, between Kingfet and Rambat. Because Kingfet, she believes that, that where he should be. And then something can be bruised and then you work. So the moon is considered as a mocking tree. So it's considered as a god. Now if it is considered as a mocking tree and as a heavenly god, so the moon is given as a shoot of the atmosphere. But he having a hat in the law, so it's like what would get us to have a hat in the law, he becomes what he is to have. But if it's not come to have a hat in the law, then it's given as a shoot of the atmosphere. That's the sheet of Rambam Shute means no. Came from the Shute, he was came from the Shute, so then it was not a repeat. It was not a repeat of the Mokhi Mishuya. So he said, he has the same thing like the Shmein Halubayim, the Shmein Halubayim. So he's Dorak, he's Dorak Shmeino, and he's Dorak Shmeino, so he's tired, even though it's not Rabbi Mechabu, but then it's kind of like Abel is a Rabbi. That's the matter. Now, we should be doing some other little Milo, we know how we are going to be. We are living in Israel, we know what you need to say. Now we say, like, I'm a hot dog with the day, and we got the Akira, and I did all the way, from Ashton, and I'm a hot dog, but you also not hear it. So what, how did I get there? Now we say, my mother, my love, I'm a hot dog, from Ashton. So what did I get there? Why should I say that it's not my care? Because you're not the dog. From Ashton, the Haina, the hot dog. Now the meaning mentions fishing. The meaning mentions that my father and mine is considered a lohe only when the mining is in the boom. But if the mining is used in the Abitavate, then it's not a lohe. And then the Yesh Rechim says that if the mining is used in the Abitavate, so it's also considered a lohe. Now, Rashi's question is not explicit, but from Rashi's question is marginal, that we agree to the Yesh Rechim in here. Because he says, we are living like this, so he says, Maori Tainan, love Haina and the Hotok. He says that he wasn't accurate. The whole night of us! So according to Rashi, the Gemara means with what kind of water? Chlorine water. And then from Rashi, on the Haina and the Hotok. Not that he's not my beloved. But even though he's my beloved, it's chlorine water. Still, it's something about Lohe. Why? Because that's the natural state of water. So in other words, even if something is in motion, because if motion is the natural state of that object, so then it's considered Lohe. Then it's considered Lohe. That's the sheet of the wish thing. Mashem came in the first worship in India. He said, only the mind is weak. But in the Maiman, even though that's the natural state of water. To flow, it's not considered law. So in other words, the first worship in the world, that it has to be managed law. Mashemi came, it's Maiman, the Maiman, the Zumo, then it's not considered law. Alright, according to science, there is always motion. But when we have the Maiman in the Zumo, so then the motion is not even visible. So the being is not considered as motion, I mean, according to science, so every object is the same motion, because the molecules and the atoms and the electrons keep on moving. But not considered, this is not something that is visible, that is visible to the eye. So in any way, it's not considered as to be emotion. So in any way, even the water in the Gumo, so it's hardly visible to the eye, the motion of the water in the Gumo, so it's hardly visible to the eye. So in any way, it's not considered so the emotion is considered what? Machine can be easily out of the target, and then visibly, moving, flowing water from the layer, then it's not considered what? But the other division, when they hold that where the motion the natural state. So then each comes the other. Then each comes the other. Alright. Now, boil up. Boil up. Egg is the cream. Egg is the cream. Without any position today, to that show the Mishkimatim Chabitim Yodom. But without any shame. So when you say that the Pshat is ignoring you, the Pshat is ignoring you, Egg is the Chris, the Chris of the Kabimayim. Because Egg is actually not the Naya, the Dream of the Chris of the Naya, Naya is the Chris. Because when you put the Egg in the tail, and the tail is floating on the river, and what? So the Egg is relative to the tail, the Egg is in the tail. Reality to the mind is not invisible. I mean, something to the relation to the K-Lane is the state of rest, because it doesn't move away from the K-Lane. But relative to the mind, it is the state of motion. So do we consider it from the point of view of its relation to the K-Lane, so maybe it's not, or we consider it from the point of view of its relation to the mind. Relation to the mind. Now, שמן של צובר קביליי, מחליטת רבי יחנן, במור ודרבות. מהו שמן של צובר קביליי, אלו ספור זה יקשם. זה תצובר קביליי, אין די כתבות אהו, זה כבר סביס הבאים של פרן, זה גבי שבס, בגלל זה שמן של צובר קביליי, או שמן של צובר קביליי. Because the more emotion is the mission, the blue is the blue, the mirror is there, it has to be on the night. But as far as the joy is concerned, it's the same. So suppose Shemin is Al-Gabiyai or any liquid. And then someone was engaged at the Shemin. Shemin is Al-Gabiyai. We all can't Shemin is Al-Gabiyai. Why is Al-Gabiyai in the shop? How many people are talking about Al-Gabiyai? So we can consider a Shemin working more or it's not considered a Shemin working more. So what do you call the child? What do you say? In other words, the Shemin has to be more. I'm a good mother. Now, so if the Shemen and the Yai constitute one unit, so the male is like an upper layer of water on top of the lower layer of water. And so you can say that, let's say, when you have a lot of water, a big volume of water, lying on the carpet, so you cannot say that only the lowermost layer of water is not on the carpet, and the uppermost layer of water is more on the lower. On the lower layer of water. It's not like that. It's a whole mass of water. So the whole mass of water is lying on the carpet. If they cripple between the Shemen and the Ayin or the Shemen and the Ayin, so it's one mass of the third liquid. So and where is that lying? It's lying either on the carpet or on the table here. Shemen is just up on the Ayin. So it is not on the muscle. But if the liquid cripple between the Shemen and the Ayin, so that means the Yain is not on the Kaila, but the Shemen is not on the Yain, and the Yain is not in Mokin. So maybe it's not considered in Mokinoch, ancient Mokinoch. So this is how the more or less why the Machlitches, this is a big number. In other words, the Machlitches is whether there is people between Shemen and Yain or not. So it's not Shemen, it's about the Yain. We don't know who's in the Shemen, not the Ochin, but it's the Yain. So if he touches Kumo, so the Kumo becomes rich. So the creation has the same potential as the Shemin is human. So just as the Shemin is human, not just as the big Kumo. So the Shemin becomes the Shemishi and becomes possible. So if the creation touches the Kumo, so it also becomes the Shemishi. So suppose the Shemin is double double Yai. We know that we are the Shemin. We are the Shemin. And the Yai is the Yai of Kumo. So we put our Shemin over. Because there are one of the holes that there is no cable between the Shemin and the Yai. So it's not considered as one unit, as one mass of the Yai. So in any way, so there is no cable. So in other words, the Shemin is Shemin and the Yai is Yai. What did the Fugain touch? The Fugain touched the Shemin. He didn't touch the Yai. So in any way, the Yai does not become possible, does not become a Shemin. It's a tegen de roede in de sneeuw te bevallen zullen zijn. Zo wat de schijfers meer, zodat de toren de rabbel, de doniesel gedoe, zo de mengen de schermen zal gaan behalen, zo dat men de toren de geheimen, de geheimen, die de hele radicale figuur, voor de schermen, die vlaaien aan de jij, en de jij is nothing watching, is nothing watching, zo dat de schermen could be considered, nog aan kan watching. Maar, wat kan ik in de roede in, the belief people, so it's one mass of the liquid. So the main way when you touch the shaman, it's considered that you touch the yayin also, just as in the cave where you have a lot of yayin. And for me, you touch just the top, the surface of the yayin. So you need to say that the bottom layer of the yayin, and in the shavayim of the tail on the top layer, the body comes up. It's one mass of yayin. So you're doing the belief people, so it's one mass. Right. אחרי תביא לכם לעבודה, שמש אותו לתוך הרגעי שאותו 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 לתוך to the Kele, so it is free from that, or it's considered from the point of view of the relation of the Ege to the Maya. But the Rambam says something else. The rainwater from the obvious as the rain was coming down. So obviously, that goes without saying. that Abuya is not considered a tangible place. He's not considered a tangible place. But that was about Abuya, area that gets water is more substantial than Abuya. It's liquid. So the melee, so the apparition thing is that just as Abuya is not considered a tangible place, what we know about it, so mind the liquid is not considered a tangible place. The emotion is tangible place. That was about it. Only the solid thing is considered a emotion down the house. But so then we're so why is it now that mind? So the entire density is one mass of water. So it's not only the lowermost layer that is driving down the atomic carbon. One mass of water is driving the carbon. The carbon is working against the solid thing. A tangible place of down the house. Machine can water. So when the carrier is on water, so then it's not a tangible place of down the house. But this is the emotion. But the question is, but you know what it is, but the clean up room is going higher. Going higher. But you know what it is, but the exit room is going higher. It's room, but the clean up room is going higher. So it's not a shy way whether the shy means where the mind and the liquid is considered a tangible one. Or not. So we have to say that according to the Rambam, so this, what it says, is our body mind is taken to get after it. So it means the killer itself is our body. It's not its motion, but the killer itself is our body. So from the melee, so the new solid allowance. That's the central place. The question is, when you have a killer, the killer that is down the valley, now knowledge, the canyon with some water is considered to be not an intangible place. Because the canyon is not intangible, or seeing the canyon is placed, the canyon is placed on the water, and the water is not tangible, so the melee, the eddy is not less than an intangible motion either. Now let's take another thing. Let's say, suppose, you know, there's someone big here, let's say a helicopter, then standing one place in the way of the object. So suppose if the helicopter is standing in the object in one place, and there is the height of the helicopter, and then you'll be aging. The height that is flying on the helicopter, as the helicopter is standing in the object in one place, the track. Or let's say you'll throw it right there and you'll fall on the helicopter that is sending the threat in the house. So then you can ask the same question. Over there, certainly, out here, you see, mining, so that's the number of sheep that mining is not something that's sending. But out there, certainly not a sending thing. That's the moment for edges, not the old knowledge. So that's the shire. You can consider to be lunar. And then you way, because that's all the helicopter is tangible place. Or see the helicopter is full down here. So it's not going to be a full and tangible place of one dollar. This is the right. According to Rama. So this is why the Gemara says, what the edges are doing on one higher, and doing what the three are doing on, and the Kale is futile, and the mind is not being walking down the valley. So we're going higher. So okay.
So you kill the Sifra Scope. Vim Tema. Who hover the 14, the Lord goes up the caramel is zero like zero, double yet a high be machte. So there is a machlek with a bayan drove. Now, there is a loche that Liami Dodon Bishis Ayochi, Vishi Bishis Arabi, or Liami Dodon Bishis Arabi, Vishi Bishis Ayochi. In other words, if he wants to drink from a pail with water, so he shouldn't stand in the Rishus Ayochi and drink in the Rishus Arabi. Because of Xeira, maybe he'll draw the Kehle towards him. So it's exact. So there is a machlek with an Abai and Rove whether one can stand in the Rishayochit and drink in the Carmelis. So Abai says yes. But and Rove says no, since in Rishis Rabim itself, it's only Osa Mitzad Tzeire, so Mimele, in the Karmeles, the Chachomim will not get there, one Gzeir on top of another Gzeir. On top of another Rabba. So Teis says a Kashi, so Teis has assumed that the Halochi of Hoyokere B'Sefer al Eskupe, when it's called Asifim Yodi Gil Yetzlei, so it's only in connection with the Sefer, with Kisvei HaKedesh, because of the Kovid of Kisvei HaKedesh. Otherwise, he's not allowed to be Gil Yetzlei. So Vim Teima, Urovi B'Fir, Kindle Gosa B'Kamu L'Gzeir L'Gzeire, Gabli Yitzachai B'Machtei, so one can stand Rish Sayochit and drink from a pail of water, in the Carmelis, Maya ye sefer, afil kol mil enam yishori ba'ag di biyodei, kim dafil bein biyag biyodei, lo selam drabonon. So that was, so here it only says that be sefer, because of the covet kisvei HaKedesh. But let's say if it's another object, not kisvei HaKedesh, then he's also, even in the case Agdei had not been biyodei, even if he didn't have in his hand one end of the scroll, so it would only be, and he would pull it back, so it would only be Eiver and Yisrael Rabbanon. So now that he has Agde B'Yodei, so why should it be Geizeir? Or to Ein Agde B'Yodei, so it's Exeir L'Exeir according to Rabbi. V'yeish Leima, V'yef Shal Yisrael, Ma'yir Yisrael, Av Kol Min Nami Shal B'Agde B'Yodei, Kim Da Fil Ein B'Yagde B'Yodei, Lo Oser Alam Rabbanon. So B'Agde B'Yodei, we shouldn't be Geizeir, or to Ein Agde B'Yodei, because even by Ein Agde B'Yodei, it would only involve an Yisrael Rabbanon. V'yef Shal Ukmelo B'Eskipes Kalmeles, Kili Mosik Abayi Firik Basra Deir. V'yeish Leima, Dinok HaTzefer, La'ashminon Afil Sefer, Imin Agude B'Yodei, Oser. La Fuker Reb Shimon Domar Osom, Kol Dovo Shehu Mishum Shmuz, Eine Eimei Bifnei Kisvei HaKedesh. Eimei Kisvei HaKedesh. So Teisa says, Ein Lachaname. But from Teisa's Loshnitz Mashma, Ein Lachaname Alibe de Rove. So even if it's not a Sefer, another object. Mashain Kein, Alibe da Baye, so only Sefer is Muta. But because of Kovet Kisvei HaKedesh. So the Chachomim did not enact one the Rabbon on top of another Rabbon. Mashain Kein, if it's not a Sefer, another object, so then, where there is no union of Kovet Kisvei HaKedesh, so then it would be Oser, according to Abaye. However, the Rashbo, the Chedushim, he says it even according to Abaye. Now, Tesis, we understand, because according to Rove, we are not Gezer Gzer Gzer, even by Shabbos. But one the Rabbonon because of another, because we are not Gezer, because of the Rabbonon. But according to Abaye, we are Gezer. So why does the Rashba say that even it's mashma? He doesn't say it explicitly, but it's mashma from the Lashon Rashba. So why does he say that even according to Abaye, so lav dafke sefer? So we have to say that even Abaye is not gezeir. You see, after all, there is a klal gezeir legezeir leavdino. So how is it Abaye is gezeir? So the answer is by Shabbos. The Chachomim are Gezer even on account of the Rabbon. Even on account of the Rabbon, they are Gezer. As Rishenim call it, Kule Chod Gzeire. In other words, the Chachomim, when the Chachomim assert the Tzoye B'Karmeles, they also assert that one should not stand in the Rishus HaYochid and drink in any Karmeles. But it doesn't mean that all the time we are Gezer. After all, there is a general rule of Gzer L'Gzer L'Avdinon. But according to Abaye, by Shabbos, we are Gezer. So sometimes the Chachomim are Gezer and sometimes not. So I suppose that over there, it's more likely that as a result of him standing in Rishus HaYochid and the pail of water, so being in the Karmeles, so he cannot drink with ease if he has to bend down with his head, you know, into the pail of water and drink. So Memele, because of the slight hardship that is involved in drinking that way, and of course it would be much more convenient for him to pull the pail of water towards him. So Memele, Abaye holds that we have to be Gezer, even because of the Rabbanon. Mashein Kein, in this case, it's not so likely that he'll be able to say Rabbanon if we allow him to pull back when it's Agde B'Yodei. So Memele, even Abaye is made that we are not Gezer. Mishum Gzeir. Now, because of Mishupei Merid Ayer Keish Rabim Mikatvel Davar Shus Rabim, so we mentioned last time that there is a Machlekes, the Ramban is Chilek on Tesis. Alright. אגיס על גבי מים לא בהן הנחוס ויאף על גב די אמרים לפר כמה דבר מציע צבי נמינך נאיכי ומה יהוד קוממת לו דצלי גבי חוץ המלאכס לקוני ואיזה הלוכה ותיב נדאו חוץ החציר של עוד המסכן עלי ובוד יש חוץ המין חוץ הדוז נתמין דווקא יד It can be an immovable chotzer and immovable chotzer. Any property that belongs to a person is the chotzer. Whether it's the pocketbook, so if the husband drops, let's say, the get in the pocketbook of his wife, so it's considered as if he put the get in the hand of his wife, because the pocketbook is the chotzer. So chotzer mitam yad is raboy. So anything that belongs, the belongings of a person are called chotzer. So there is a loche that chotza ma'aleches is loikone. Chotza ma'aleches loikone. In other words, if, let's say, suppose he wrote a get, the husband executed a get, and then he put the get on the eved of the isha. Now if the eved is not asleep, and he's not bound, he's not kofus, he's not yoshem, so memele, the isha is not migoreshes. Why? Because the eved is a chotza maleches. Is a chotza maleches. So then the gemara has the kashe that why do we say that if let's say the kinyan takes place, let's say he throws the get or any other kinyan, doesn't make any difference in the svino. So then there is a kinyan chotza. So the gemara gives a teretz. No. Svino is not mikansirat maleches, because the svino is stationary by itself. It's only the water pushes it. In other words, what is considered mahaleich, a living thing, whether it's a person or a balchai, an eved or a balchai, so he is able to move from within. I mean, the force is from within. It doesn't require an external force to push him. So there is an internal force that enables a person or a balchai to move. That's called maleches. Mashenkin is svino, a train or an aeroplane. It doesn't make any difference. We have to resort to an external force that pushes it. So it's not. So the thing itself, the svino, the train, the car, I mean the plane, is considered stationary. But something else pushes. So anything can be pushed by an external force. So a book can also, if you push it, you apply a certain force against it, so it'll move. And the same thing is true of a train, of a plane, of a boat, anything. So, this is what the Gemara says. Svino, aval gav damrin, ufer kamil metzir. Svino, meinach naiche, umayud, komamtelo. So that means that a svino is considered stationary, it's not considered moving. So, why do we say that egi is al gavi maif? Lav haina nechose, why? Because the egi floats on the water. But there is no internal force that makes it move. It's the external force, the waves of the water, that make it move. So, but the Aegis itself is stationary. It's stationary. So it should be considered noch. That is no cash at all. But let's see what Teisa says. So Teisa says, Ligabi kinyan and shani, the loikre chotza maleches, the chotza yalfina miyad, viyad nami iu di komaz getuse. So he says, that's ligabe kinyan. So chotzer is kinyan because chotzer mitam yad is raboy. Because the property of a person, the belongings of a person are identified with the person himself. It's like an extension. It's of the person himself. So it has to be dum yad yod. And yad, yad is not mehalech. Why isn't yad mehalech? So Teisa says, "V'yad nami iudiko mazgetuse v'komamtelo." In other words, what do you mean iudiko mazgetuse? In other words, the person moves, and the person moves the hands. Avol hochem mishke yalfinolo v'shom lohoyom istome el gedera shematznim chafeitzim niyodo uboye egiz bechli uklitzof al gabimayin imuderech kach latzniya chafeitzim loy avol gav divadai lavkimun ardome di kaimelon rochov k'mahal ardome. וביריש פרק בשר משמנה מדים ניסים על אודום כשום מעליך דלחושב אנוכי דלחושב אנוכי דיקומה מניחי עולהו כשימהל חסליגה במחמר וניטל מנו כשימדס ואמרי לנעמה במציע הוי צידיי כשיו שתי איסיאס וקוסבון כשמעלה חייב כסיפוסון זוי הנחוסון משמדפקין קוסבון שיניחום במוקים שישרו שם לילום אבל אם שופח לקליחי לחושב אנוכי כי משום מעליך. So what does they say? That Ligabi Kinyan Chotzer is different. Why is Kinyan Chotzer is different? So they always say that where it doesn't move by itself, but due to an external force that is exerted upon it, that is applied upon it, then it's not considered malaches. Why? Because every yad does not move by itself. It moves because the person moves. So it seems that Rabbi Kiveiger understood the taste as kipshute. And kipshute, without kashes, it's very strange. In other words, the taste is saying that the reason as to why Rigabe Maleches, so as long as a thing does not move from within, from an internal force, but it moves because of an external force that is applied on it, so it's not considered Mahalech. It's not considered Mahalech. Why? Because Yatu does not move from an internal force. The Yad moves because the person moves it. I mean, that's very strange. What do you mean the person moves it? What do you call the person and what do you call the Yad? In other words, the feet move it. Just because he walks on his feet? He could walk on his hands too? I mean, if he decides to do that way. So, in other words, so when a person moves, if a person is in Mahalech, so that means, and the person is mehalich because of a force from within, not because of an external force that is applied upon it. So it's not just the feet that walk, it's the whole goof. But Rabbi Kiveiger, Estekash, Pmueli, Hobineisin Gedbe Yadavdo, Amrinon de Have Chotze Maleches, Vahave Dum Yed Yod. So in other words, Sotesis is saying that Yad is not mehalich because the Yad doesn't move. The feet move. And the feet, they carry along, they push the yad. So Mamili says, so in the case of Nisin Gedbe Yadavdo, so then the Gemara says that she is not Megoreshes, because the Eved is in Halech. So then the Gemara should say, according to the Tesis, only if he puts the get on a foot, on the foot of the Eved. But if he puts the get on the hand of the Eved, and the hand by itself is stationary, only the goof carries him, pushes him. So Memele, then she should be Megoreshes. And the Gemara says, Nisin Gedbe Yadavdo, that's the usual case when you give a get to an Eved. You don't put it on his feet, you put it and in his hands. So Rabbi Kiveiger says, so the pshat is not like this. In other words, not that the hand, that the reason is why chotzer maleches is loikone, because chotzer is, we learn out chotzer from yad, and yad is stationary. Yad is stationary, the goof carries it, the goof pushes it. No, he says, Enochaname, that Yad is always Mahalich. Yad is always Mahalich. But the Yad is Mahalich, but it's always, it never is Mahalich away from the bailing of the Yad. The Yad is Mahalich, but it's never Mahalich from the bailing of the Yad. So in other words, when do we say Chotzer Maleches is not Kone? If let's say you put a get in the hand on the Eved of the Isha, or on the Balchai of the Isha, Behemah of the Isha, so then it's Mehalech. Why? Because the Behemah or the Eved is able to move away from the Bailim of the Yad, from the Bailim of the Chotza, from the Isha. Mashein Ken Yad, too the Yad moves, but whenever he moves with together with the goof. It never moves away from the goof. So Memele, it's not considered Maleches. I think that this is the Pshat, this is what Tesis meant. The same Lomdes that Rabbi Kiveiger says, this is what Tesis meant. I mean, otherwise it wouldn't make sense. I mean, Tesis should say such a thing. I mean, it would be untrue. I mean, what is it? The Yad is stationary, and what? The feet carry it. When a person walks, so it's not just the feet walk, the person walks. Whether he walks on his feet or walks on his hand, so the whole person walks. So this is what Tesis says: Ski and Shane, the Leikra Chotze Maleches, the Chotze Yalvina Miyad, the Yad Name, Iudikomazgetusevikomamtelo. In other words, it always goes; it walks together with the Bailim of the Yad. It never walks away from the Bailim. Of course, it walks whenever the Bailim walks. So the hand is with him. I mean, the whole goof is with him. It's an identity. It's a plain identity. This is what Teisus means. Teisus means what Rabbi Kveger says. But Rabbi Kveger understood Teisus in another sense. Teisus means, no, because the yad doesn't walk. The feet walk. And the feet carry along the yad. Well, that wouldn't make sense. Sefer. It's called, there is a Sefer that it was written in the time of the Goen. In the time of the Goen, the name of the author is not known. Some said that the Goen wrote it, but it's not true. It's historically not true. The Goen didn't write it. It's called Sefer HaBris. And that Sefer HaBris contains all the Sheva Chochmes. I mean, those days, of the science as it was developed in those days. It was written in the time of the Goen. So he mentions the Copernican and Galilean concept that the earth revolves around the sun. Not that the sun revolves around the earth. Actually, it's Isaiah in Parshas Vayikra. Galilei was burned, you know, he was executed for that. And Copernicus too, I mean, he was executed because they considered it, the church considered it as heresy. It's repugnant. They thought that it's repugnant to scripture. Because it's written Shemesh beginning day, so there's Vizor Hashemesh Ubo Hashemesh. So that means that it's not that the earth revolves around the sun, but the sun revolves around the earth. All right, the church knew very little what scripture says, so they executed both Galilei and Copernicus. So the Sefer HaBris mentions the Galilean theory, and this the Zeyam Parshas Vayikra says that the earth revolves around the sun. As a matter of fact, I mean, there were many Greek philosophers who entertained the same view. Protagoras said that the earth revolves around the sun. And then it was changed by the later Greek philosophers. So the Zeya Parshas Vayikra says that the earth revolves around the sun, and the Balamoyer in his Asoges and the Rif and the Sugi of Chodalichor and Mirsesare. So he also says that the earth revolves around the sun. Of course, the Rambam says in Kiddush HaChidesh that the sun revolves around the earth. So the Sefer HaBris mentions the Galilean and Copernican concept that the earth revolves around the sun, and then he says something something funny. So he refutes it. He says, how could the earth revolve around the sun? You see that it's not true. Sometimes you throw off the head of a certain person, and he has the head. He doesn't lose the head. So it's a riot that the earth doesn't move. That the earth stands in one place. But what's the answer to this kasha? I mean, that the Sefer HaBris asks, because true that the earth revolves around the sun, but the person revolves with him. So it's never the person, whichever person is stationed in a certain place on the earth. So as the earth moves, so it moves with everything on it. Now, so one second, let me finish. So you couldn't reject, you know, the Copernican concept on the basis of Chotam Aleches, because you could say, if the earth revolves around the sun, so every Chotam is a Chotam Aleches, you could ask the Kasha. So every Chotam moves. The answer is, because they are Chotam Aleches means, if the Chotam moves away from the Bailim. But if the Chotza moves together with the Bailim, it's not Chotza Maleches. And this is what Rabbi Kveger says. This is what Rabbi Kveger says. And this is what Teisus means. When Teisus says, V'yad name, Yudikom Azke Tuse, V'kom Amtelo. In other words, it moves together with the Bailim. To the Yad moves. When the person walks, so the feet walk, and there is, his old goof, and the head walks, and the hands walk, everything walks. So, but the yad, who is the Bailim of the yad? The person. So it never moves away from the Bailim. Aleches means like an eved of the Isha. So he is able to move away, to walk away from the Isha, from the Bailim. So it's no raya from the Aloha Chotam Aleches that Copernicus was wrong. Because even if the earth revolves around the sun, so Memele, but it's still not called Chotam Aleches, because when any yard, any chotzer moves, it moves together with the Bible. So I don't want to discuss that now. The yad nami yudikom azge tuse vikom amtelo. Aval hoche memishka yalfino. Vishom lo hoyo mistome ele kidera shematznim chafeitzim neyodom. So he says, so this is what, so Memele, In other words, Rabbi Kliger's kashi, it's not really interrogating Rabbi Kliger's kashi, because Rabbi Kliger is saying this lomdes. But I'm only saying the teisves. Teisves means the same thing. Same thing. Aval hoche mimishka yalfino. Vishom lohoyo mistome el kederach shematznim chafetzim liodom. Uboy eges bichli uplitz afogamayim. So here teisves mentions another chidesh. He says that in regard to hanoche, so hanoche does not depend upon the question as to whether it's noch, whether it's in a state of rest or in a state of motion. But hanoche means if it's its natural position. If it is his natural position. So he says, so the dabaye of eges bichli ukli tzofo gabimayim, so it's derech kach latzniach hafeitzim aloin. So what is that? It's shali mitzies, whether people are accustomed to be matzniach hafeitzim that way or not. So let's find out the mitzies. So you have to take a statistic, whether it's the derech of people, is the derech of people to be matzniach, a gazim in a kli that is placed on water. So it's not a shaila mitzias. Some people, so the mitzias is that many times today we cannot see it, because today we have refrigeration, we have refrigerators, so we have other ways of maintaining freshness. And then today, who lives by the water? No one lives by the water. And even those who live near the water, they still don't live near the water. So, but let's say in the ancient times when people lived by the water and they did not have, you know, a refrigeration to preserve freshness. So many times, in order to preserve the freshness of a pere, of a fruit, with eggies, doesn't mean dafke eggies. It's all right, eggies dafke, I mean, can maintain a certain freshness, but it's peres in general. So in order to maintain a modicum of freshness in the peres, so they were accustomed to put, let's say, peres, whether it's apples or gezim or whatever it is, so in a kele, and to put a kele on the water, that would maintain a modicum of freshness. So, but not all the people did it. So, memele, so teisves chidesh is that if something is, when we say that yes, it has to be noch, so it doesn't mean it has to be at perfect rest. It doesn't have to be at perfect rest. But it means it must be placed in its natural position. It must be placed in its natural position. And because of that, you see that one loshen demiri is that even mayim hanikrin al gabikalke, so it's hainan achosim. Where it's visibly moving, when the water is visible. All right, so one loshen demiri is no, that it has to be at perfect rest. And oh, when do we say that mayim hainan achoson, only if it's niguma? So even though, according to science, so even the mayim niguma is also moving, but that motion is not visible to the eye. So it's not considered alpedin, as not noch. But if it is mayim hanikrin al gabi karka, when it is visibly moving, when it's visibly flowing water, we call, still water, we distinguish. I mean, every person knows there are two kinds of water. Still water and flowing water. Actually, it's not accurate, because there is no still water. Every water, there is a process of waves in every water. Even the mayim shebi gumo, and even if the gumo is a very small gumo. So there is still motion, there is still movement. But that is not visible to the eye, so it's not considered as moving. But if it is mayim anigal abakalka, when it's visibly flowing and moving, so in a chanami, it's not anoche. But the other lotion holds no. Why? Because flowing water, that's the natural state of water. It's the natural state of water. And on the contrary, the more flowing it is, the more in consonance with its natural position it is. So memele, it's considered anoche. So Teisa says, now eges bichli, klitzof al gabi mayim. Eges bichli, klitzof al gabi mayim. So the dabai is when we derech kach latzniach hafeitzim aloin. So it's not a shalom mitzias. The chachomim didn't know the mitzias. The chachomim knew the mitzias very well. And the mitzias was there were many people who, in order to maintain a modicum of freshness in peres, they used to put the peres in the kele and place the kele on the water. And many other people didn't do it, didn't resort to this. So the question is it considered a natural state or it's not? Or it's not considered? It's not considered a natural state. Now, it is possible that Teisves applies the concept of kiderech shematznim chafeitzim liodom uboye eges bichli ukli tzofal gabimayim imuderech kach latzniach hafeitzim aloi only to the case where in a certain extent, in a certain relative way, it is at rest, mamish. But relative to one thing, to one medium, it's not at rest. Let's say, egis bechli. So we saw that the Shitas Rambam is why is there one alternative in the Gemara that it's not anoche? Because of Dalet al Dalet, because of the requirement of a tangible mokein of Dalet al Dalet. So in other words, we explained that according to the Rambam, so as long as relative to the Kele it is in a state of rest, it is mamish in a state of rest relative to the Kele. But relative to the Mayim, relative to the Mayim, it is in a state of rest, in a state of rest. I mean, but relative to the Kele, it's not in a state of rest. So since relative to one thing, it is in a state of rest, so it's considered noch. Even though relative to the Kele, I mean relative to the water on which the Kele floats, it's not in a state of rest. So it is considered to be noch. So it's considered to be noch. But the Shaili is, maybe since, even though it's placed in the Kele, it has Dalet al Dalet, but the Kele is placed on water, and the water is like avir, it's a liquid, it's not a tangible place. So maybe it's not considered noch on a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. That's the bay. But the Shaili is not whether it's noch or not. Why not? Because relative to one thing, it is noch. So the Mele, when Teisle says, So the Shaili is because relative to the Kele, so it is noch, because it is placed in the same position. It is in the same position all the time. But the Kele moves. So on account of the movement of the Kele, so relative to the Mayim, it's not noch. So that's the Shaile. Since relative to the Kele itself, it is mamish noch. But it's not mamish noch relative to the water, to the river. It's not mamish noch. So maybe in view of the fact that this is in consonance with the natural position, so the fact that relative to the Kele, it's noch. It's considered noch. Mashenkein in the case where it's not even relative to one thing, it's not noch. So then, even if it is in consonance, to the natural position, so it's not considered noch. In other words, it could be that Teisves, we don't have to say that Teisves agrees with the second Lashon Nemiri. Teisves could agree with the first Lashon Nemiri too. That when we say that b'mayim is hayna nechoson, only when the mayim is neguma, so then it's not moving at all. And the fact that according to science there is motion, but that's not visible motion, so that's not considered motion. But if the mayim is nigrin al gabe karke, where it's visibly moving, flowing, then it's not noch. Over there it's certainly in consonance with the natural state. So Tesis could agree with that portion in the mirror too. But over there, so it's not mamish noch in any sense. Relative to nothing, it's noch. Masha'inkin in this case, where it's egges b'kli tzvov al gabemayim. So relative to one medium, it is noch. But relative to the river, it's not noch. So memele, if it is in consonance with the natural state, so then it's considered noch.
Rabbi Yechon Ben-Nuri Omar, Shnei Midnoka Tvul Yeim Vilnoka Tcheni, Mashma Deshem Achoshev Mashki. תשעני אחר מטעם המשכן להסתחילו וכן משמע פרקם לפסוחים ומה שקושם מנוחס פירשתי שום בפסוחים. In other words, because there is a loche, that's one of the chas dovo that the chachomim mogezer that mashke, so if let's say something that is tomei comes in contact with the mashke, so even if this, if let's say suppose a sheni litume in tumo, there is you have a shlishi litume. So if let's say an eichel that is a sheni litume would come in contact, would touch another eichel, so that other eichel become a shlishi. But suppose an eichel that is sheni litume would come in contact with a mashke, with water, let's say, or yayin, or any mashke, so then that mashke would become a rishni. The mitame is a sheni, and the nitmo is a rishni. Why? So that's one of the takonis of Yechez Dovo. So in other words, but only Tvul Yeim is an exception. Because Tvul Yeim, Tvulyeim has the same potential as a Sheini Litume. So when a Tvulyeim touches something, so it becomes a Shlishi. So even if the Tvulyeim touches a Mashke, it doesn't become a Rishin, but it becomes a Shlishi. Alright, now the Gemara. Omar Avobin, Omar Abeloi, Omar Abriechen. Hoyo Toun Eichlenu Mashkin, V'nichnas V'yeitzik Ayim Kulei, Einechayev Achayamit. So if someone is loaded with Eichlen and Mashkin, and V'nichnas V'yeitzik Ayim Kulei, so he's not Chayev until he stops. Omar Abaye V'ushom Adlofush. So even if he stops, he's only Chayev if he stops for the purpose of resting. But suppose he stops. He stops, let's say. He loaded himself with a lot of baggage on his shoulders, and then he walked out from the Rishus HaYochid, and he walked to the Rishus HaRabi. He has a certain destination. And then he stopped many times in order to fix the baggage on his shoulder. So he's not chayev. Why? Because since the stopping was not for the purpose of resting up, but for the purpose of fixing the baggage in order to proceed with the walk, so maybe it's not considered anoche, and it's not mevatel, and it's not considered anoche, so maybe it's not chay. It's not chay. So, vu shomad lofush, mimai midom arma, tir dal adames, omad lofush pota, likatev chayev, chuz le dal adames, omad lofush chayev, likatev pota, maika mashvilon, shaloi hoiso akira misho shenu likar. So in other words, if someone is Mavid Ale Dames B'Shus Arabim, so if he stops Lofush after two Ames, and then he walks another two Ames, so he's Bota. Because when he stopped Lofush after two Ames, so the first Akire, the original Akire was Bottle. Now it's a new Akire. And after the new Akire, there was only carrying it, so he of two Ames, not of four Ames. But if after two Ames he just stopped to fix his baggage, so maybe it's not Mevatel the first Akire. So the first Akira is Nefek. Then when he stops Lofush after four Ames, so there is a tziruf between the Akire and the original Akire and Anoch. So the Gemara, Maiko Mashmalon Shalhoi, so Akira Rishin Yisukach, Omer Rabbi Yechen Echode Zimne, the Omer Rav Safra, Omer Ravad, Omer Rabbi Yechen, Omer Chafei Tzim Izovis Lizovies, Vinim Lachalein Vitziyem Poter, Shalhoi Sakir Rishin Yisukach Likach. So Amroi Nino, Marom Lobahailishne, Marom Bahailishne, so it's the same memory. Let's see the Rashi. Hoyo ton lech lemashki, mash mash loyton likach. Elo hoyo ton bishus ayochit. Kidi lehei lichem izoves lizoves. Umisho karaglo. Nimlach viyotzo v'nichlas choyim kulei. En echai vachi yamein. Vahakin yakir atzmei lotze iz damud ez gufei vade kamir ez chayif ez dome. Him kach kom advo kam nas. Amun nas lotze iz mechayim. Avu lo yamid elek akire. El akire rishene. Vi lo yusam nas lotze iz. So it's not melechis machshebes. Vateiro lo yechivo elo. אלו מלאכס מחשבס וגמרינו ממש ממשכן שישחה ולאסיס המלוכה אבל ידיע שהוא שבס אוי כסובו שמלוכה זו מותרס. So in other words that if he made Akira not with the kavone to be made to Rishus HaRabim, so memele that Akira, but then he decided to go out Rishus HaRabim is not chayev. Even though there was Akira, but that Akira was with the Kavone, with the intention that he should stop in the house itself. So Memele, that Akira is not an Averedik Akira. So he has to stop and then make a new Akira with the intention of going out into the Rishus HaRabim and then stopping in the Rishus HaRabim. Stopping the Rishus HaRabim. ויהו שמי לופש לא נוח היה ועמיד ועקירה דבסרו ועקירה לא נגל כתב לסעתי מסויה על כספי לב אמירי מדום אמר רבי דו רבי דבי יתר דל דמס אמר ודל דמס שסרב ואום יתר דל דמס לופש וחזר וישלו מיני יחוי המצ'ום פוטר שלו ודל דמס ועקירה אחס ואם לכתב פורמד בסירה דל דמס אבטו אמס he stopped to fix his baggage ושישלו דל דמס איני יחוי המצ'ום לופש חייב ועמיד יתר דל לב אמירי. So it wasn't take care of the original Akira. So it's like Katif. Chus le daldames amav daldames shleimis. Viomad chus le daldames. Im lo fushom adav anoch hazgufei kanoch hazchevet. Vim le Katif omad. Ein zo amide. Vinot lach amiyodei. Ach hakein. Shnei em pturin. So he says, amav daldames shleimis. Vomad chus le daldames. Im lo fushom adav anoch hazgufei kanoch hazchevet. Vim le Katif omad. Ein zo amide. So he's not chayev. For that amide. If it's le Katif. V'imnot l'acham yodei, achekein, so shneim turim. So there is a big chiddush in Rashi. He says, Rashi says, shneim turim. What does it mean, Shneim Torim? So, if look, Rashi means, if not Lacham Yodei, Achakein, Ruvein was the original Meitzi. And then, after the Aladames, Ruvein stopped to fix his baggage. As Ruvein was standing to fix his baggage, Shimon grabbed the Chavetz from his hand. And then he carried it. And then he made a stop at the end of the Aladames from this point, where he grabbed it from Ruvein. That's how it's Mashma. So, Shneim Torim. Because if Rashi means, that the Shimon grabbed it from him, and he just grabbed it and that's all, and then he dropped it on the floor, and he didn't carry the Aladames. So Michael Mashmul on the Shimon is Potter. I mean, of course, I mean, that has nothing to do with this Aloche. So Shimon made only a Hanoche, that's all. Why does he say Shneim Torim? So it seems that when Rashi says Shneim Torim, he doesn't mean Shneim Torim. That if Ruvein stopped in order to fix the baggage after the Aladames, and Shimon took it from him, and then he dropped it on the floor, so Shimon is also potter. Of course Shimon is potter. That has nothing to do with this aloche. Why does Rashi have to mention it? Shimon is potter because Shimon made only aloche, that's all. Nothing else. It's nothing to do with this day. So it seems that when Rashi says Shneim Torim, that if Ruvein had after the Aladames stopped Lichatif Masoye, and then Shimon took it from him and carried it for additional Aladames, and then he stopped Loshuv, Shimon is also potter. This is what Rashi means. I mean, this Shaila is raised by some Svarim. It's raised, the Shaila, but it's mistaba the way Rashi says it, and I suppose that Rashi has reference to such a case. So in other words, because Monefshech, since Shimon Ruvein himself is not Chayev, even though he stopped, so that means that Likatif Masoye, in view of the fact that he stopped in order to proceed further, so he's not considered Noch, so when Shimon takes it from him, so he's Eikeya from Imokim, that he's not Noch, so Memele, even if Shimon proceeds and carries it for the Aladames, and then he stops Lovush, he's still Potter, because he has to be Eikeya from Imokim Noch. So that child is raised by many mechabrim and Shabbos. But it seems that Rashi is saying that. Otherwise, you have to say that when Rashi says, Shneim Torim, Rashi means, if not Lacham Yodin, Shimon took it away from him, Achakein, and then he dropped it. Shimon didn't carry it, Daladames. So why does he have to mention Shneim Torim? Who is concerned? Of course, Shimon is potter. But Shimon is potter because there is just Anoche. So why does he mention it? We are not concerned now with this question. אמרוי נינו רב אלוהים רב אמר מר אמר לו בהי לשני ומר אמר לו בהי לשני ומי הוא רבי איך נכון לזינו אמר Now, the Shaila arises, it's discussed, but to me it seems that it's not פשוט. Now, עומד לקטיף is not considered הנוכי. עומד לופוש is considered הנוכי. What if a person, let's say, carries in the Rishus Arabim, and of course, before every crossing, he has to wait for the proper light, he has to wait for the green light. Sometimes, you know, you wait 5 minutes for the green light. So what is that stopping? When a person, let's say he has handkerchief in his pocket, he has many things in his pocket, and he made the Akira in the Rishus Ayochit, and then he stopped at every corner, at every block, he stopped for the light. Is it considered Omad Lofush? He can rest up within that time. Or it's considered Omed Lekatif. So it seems to me, I mean the child is raised, but it seems to me as a double poshut that this is considered Omed Lekatif. Because what's the difference between Omad Lofush and Omad Lekatif? Omad Lofush, so you stop in order to stand, in order to rest. Omad Lekatif, so you stop not in order to rest, in order to stand, in order to proceed, to go further. Now, when a person walks through the street, and he is interested in going as fast as possible, but he's chos on his life. Besides the fact that he's chos on the law, he doesn't want to violate the law. So he's chos on his life also. So Mimele, he stops in order to proceed further. Once he's run over by a car, so he will not be able to proceed further. So Mimele, it's mamish like Lechati Masoi. It seems as double portion that's considered Lechati. All right, Toner Abon. Hameitzi Mechanus Lepatia Derech Stov. Chayet. Uben Azai Peter. So in other words, Chanus is a Rishus Ayochit. Platye, a marketplace. That's a real Rishus Arabi. Stov is a Mokim Tur. Platye, Chanus Rishus Ayochit, Platye, Rechovo, Vihu Rishus Arabi. Derech Stov, Mokim Istabois, Sheyeshvim Seichrin, Seichrin, Vishem Kamelis Aleo, Dilav Leihiluchehu Kirishus Arabi. So it's a Mokim Tur, a Kamelis Mokim Tur. Chayet. Hoyl vilom at bistov lo fush in kananoche elo beplat. So suppose he makes his stop in the stove. So then there is no itzoye meshes ayochid shtarabim. There are two itzoyes of heter. First there is one itzoye meshes ayochid limokim ptur, and then another itzoye limokim ptur meshes rabim. So then he's potter. But if he's omad lofush in the stove, but suppose he keeps on walking, he doesn't stop at all. So bishleim benaz. So the rabbonon say rabbonon benazai say chay. Or benazai paid bishleim benazai. Because of a mahalach keim edom. El rabbonon nei named kesavre mahalach lav keim edom. He has kechonik ay gav nechay. So benazai shita is because every time a person walks, so at every footstep that he makes, he's considered for one moment, for one short moment, to be stopped. And then, so Mimele, if he made a number of footsteps in the stove as he crossed the stove, so that means that he made anoch in the stove. So that is Mivatel, the original Akire that he made in the Hanus, in the Rishon Hayochid. And then he makes a new Akire. The new Akire is made from the stove, from Mokim Tur. So bishleim ben azai because of another came down. So when he walks through the stove, he in effect makes anoche. So that is mivatel the original akira of the chanus. Elo rabono nei nami dekasavim alech lav came down me ilchash kechinek aygam dechayev. So what's the child of the gemara? The child of the gemara is two. The rabono achilik and the whole din of malach came down me. So there is no anoche. If there is anoche, so then the anoche is mivatel the original akira. But the Rabbanon cannot deny that when a person is meitzi, mechanus liplat yederech stov, let's say, and he walked through the stove, let's say, for 5 minutes. So these 5 minutes, that's a neutral zone. I mean, that is a break in the Maisa Avere. The Maisa Avere did not consist of his carrying through the stove. You are allowed to carry in Mokim Ptur. So in other words, the Maisa Avere is not continuous. As he was carrying the chayfetz from the chonus into the platy derech stov, there was a 5 minute period where he was engaged in a neutral act, not a simple act, not in a maisavere. That was the carrying for the 5 minutes. So shouldn't this 5 minute period that he was engaged in a neutral act constitute a break in the maisavere, so that the hanoche should not be mitzurev to the akire, because there was a 5 minute period when the person was engaged in a neutral act in carrying in the Mokim Ptur. So that is not mivatel the original akira, but we need a raya for it. First thing was Rashi. Hey Rashi, chanuk agam lechay. So Rashi says, ubenazai peite. So derech chayev hoyu lomad bistov lofu shein kan anoche odu plati ubenazai peite. Kinforish, Kosova Mahalak came down. Vinimsa Nekamishus Ayochi Dumuna Bistov, Veika Mistov Mia Bishusarab. He Hashkan Kai Gavin, the Mifti Kerishus Achite Mikhail. Dum Mikhail Rahmona will meet Mish Ayochi Bishusarab in Behedia. So then there is no break of a neutral zone in the course of his Itzoe, where he's not engaged in any Aveir. Bashenkin here, there is a 5 minute period when he was engaged in a neutral act, in a non-sinful act, in a maise that is not an averdike maise. So how do we know that does not constitute a break and it's not mivadeil, the original akire? Now you see the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, chayev, in explaining the Rabbonon, so Rashi says, hoil vilo omad bistov lofush, en kana anoche, elo biplati. What did Rashi mean by that? Rashi apparently was bothered by a certain kashi. Bishleime, let's say in regard to klutukim shum chodamye. So when Rabbi Akiva says klutukim shodamye, Rabbanon achilik, we understand the Rabbanon do not require an explanation, because on the contrary, klutukim shodamye is a big chiddush. It's not an obvious mitzias. Bimtzias kluto is not uncho. So Rabbi Akiva says there is a aloche klutukim shuncho. So Rabbi Akiva requires an explanation. It's a special chiddush. But Rabbanon do not require an explanation. Why should Kluto be considered Geunro? Masha'in ken ligabim halakhe mitome. That doesn't require a chiddush. Benazai is really declaratory of the mitzias. Isn't it true that when a person walks, when he makes footsteps, so every time he makes a footstep, he in effect stops. But it is so quick that it cannot be perceived by the senses. But does it make a difference whether a person stops for an hour, or for half an hour, or for 5 minutes, or for a minute, or for a second, or for a fraction of a second? So as long as he makes footsteps, there is certainly a stop for at least a fraction of a second, if he makes footsteps. Unless he jumps, he leaps, so then there is no stop. So what Ben Azai says, Malach Emidome, is not a special aloha, a big chidesh, a din. It's a mitzias. So why should the Rabbonon be chelikanem? This is what. So bishleime when the Rabbonon, achelikan rabbi akivis din of kudik mishi uncho. We understand, because kudik mishi uncho is not an obvious mitzias. It's a special aloha. So rabbi akivis holds that kudik mishi uncho, Rabbonon achelik. There is no such aloha kudik mishi uncho. Masha'in kein, malakim idome, that's a mitzias. Every time you make a footstep, so in effect, you make a stop. But it's for a very short time, a second, maybe even less than a second. But it's a mitzias, why the Rabbona Chilek? So this is what bothered Rashi. So Rashi says, Einachaname, the Rabbona only agree with this mitzias of Ben Azai, that Mahalach came in on it. That cannot be contested. But the Rabbona hold that even if Imamish stops, and even if he'll stop, let's say, for 10 minutes, but Likatif Masoe, if the purpose of the stopping is to proceed further, not to rest, then it's not considered stopping. So true, every time the person makes a footstep, so for a second, for a fraction of a second, he makes a stop. But that stop is necessary. In the process of walking, he couldn't proceed further without making footsteps. So it's Likati. So that's the reason as to why the Rabbonon say that it's not considered Anochet, because it's Likati. But in the Kanami, it's Amide. Malach is Kemidame. But what kind of an Amide is it? It's an amide of Likatev. And Ben Azai holds that there is no requirement that it has to be an amide lofush. It can even be like amide Likatev. This is what Rashi says. He says, Chayev, hoil vilomat. So the Rabbonon say, hoil vilomat bestov lofush. True, he was aimed. He was aimed every time he made a footstep. But it was not lofush. And that's not considered aimed. But Ben Azai holds that even Likatev is considered aimed. Alright. Because it is a maid, and in other words, and even though it's Likate, if it's still considered a maid, So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Safre, Omar Rav Ame, Omar Rav Yechanan, Mide Da'a Ve'ama Ve'chivet B'shus Arabim. Hosom Lav Alaf. Afal gav, di kamri nokit leivozul poter kimonach lechayev hochanam eloishne. It's a very strange raya from the Gemara. So the Gemara says the Gemara's kashi was true that mehaleich that the haleich is lafkei midome, but there is still in the case of meitz mechanas lepati derech stop. So there was still a pause for 5 minutes. There was a 5 minute period, not a pause. Don't call it pause. There was a 5 minute period when the person was carrying it through the stove, so then he was engaged in a neutral zone, not part and parcel of the Maisavir of Itzoye. So let that constitute a break, and let that a 5 minute period in the neutral zone in the stove, let it be Mivatel, the original Akira. So how do we know that the Torah was Mechayev for Itzoye even when there is a break, a neutral zone? So the Gemara says, "Mine de have amav yechifes b'shusarab." Hosom laf afal gav. The kamo di nokit levi ozli spoter kimonach lichayev. Hochenam elo ishne. So in other words, so the first rayev the Gemara mentions is from the case of mav yechifes b'shusarab im yisam daladames. Let's say chesams. Let's say someone is mavir chesam is b'shusarabim. So he could be chayev if he made anoche, if he stopped, let's say, at the end of the first four ames. But suppose he doesn't stop at the end of the first four ames, he makes the stop at the end of the eighth ame, so he's chayev. But in this case, the additional four ames were not necessary for his chiyuv chatos. Because suppose he had stopped at the end of four ames, he would be mechir one chatos. Now, instead of stopping at the end of four ames, he stopped at the end of eight ames, he's still mechir the same chatos. So in other words, the Dalet Ames over and above the initial Dalet Ames are in neutral zone. He didn't add anything to his Aveir. So he's chayev if he stops at the end of eight Ames. Why don't we say, let's say, it took him 5 minutes from the end of the first four Ames up to the end of the eighth Ames. It took him 5 minutes to walk. So that 5 minute period is a neutral zone. He wasn't engaged in any additional Avere because he already had crossed, he had already carried for four Ames. So Memele, it should be Mevatel, so that neutral zone, the 5 minute period within which he carried the Chifes, Beshes Arabin, over and above the first four Ames, so that should constitute a break and be Mevatel, the original Akire. Should be Mevatel, the original Akire. Or some love after God, the Hamari Noket Levi Ozel is Potter. Potter, he doesn't become a Chuyev any extra for the additional Talad Ames. Kimonach Lechayev, Ochaname Loishne. So here too, he is not Chayev for carrying it within the store. But in the case of Mavi Chayfetz Mitchilas Ches, Lisev Ches, so the second Talad Ames is also in Nitro Zone. So the Gemara says, Midome. There is no analogy. Hosom Kolechad Imonach Lei Mikim Chayev. Hoche, imonach lei bistov, mokim p'toru. But if he leaves it in the stove, so he's mokim p'toru. So in other words, so we have a raya that even though there is a five-minute period, where a person is not engaged in any extra ma'is avere, so that is not mevatel the original akira. That doesn't constitute a break. But how do you know to go one step further? And say that even if a person is engaged in a mokim p'tur for 5 minutes, that too does not constitute a break. Over there, so the second Dalet Ames is not a mokim p'tur because he could make the anoche at any point in the second Dalet Ames. So memele, he doesn't constitute a break in the ma'is avere, even though he does not perform any extra ma'is avere while he carries the additional four Ames. But he's carrying all the time in a mokim chiyuv. Because he could have stopped at any point after the first Dalet Ames. So there is no Hitzoye carried out in the Mokim Tur. Masha'in can hear there is 5 minutes time he spends in the Mokim Tur. If he had made a Anoche there, he would be Potter. Maybe that constitutes a break. This is what the Gemara is saying. Midome hosom kol yichad imonach limokim chiyuvu. Hochim alo bistom mokim tur. Rashi. מי דדאב אמר וחיתו של רבי יסם דל דמס וכל כמה דלוימין ואימון אחלי פוטה וכאן חחייב ואף אגב דייפסיק הילוכה בין ובין מתחיל אז דל לסייב דל דמס מסם צומס so the more so not wait we cannot mention the raya from ma vechifes go shus rabbi mitchil as ches li seif ches now the gemara is trying to mention the raya that the carrying within the stove does not constitute a break in the itzoye from every case of ma vechifes mitchil as dalet li seif ches. So the Gemara says, "Elo mida da hava ma vechifes mitchilas dalet leseiv dalet." Hosom lav afal gav di manach lebisir dalet dames pota ki manach lebisir dalet dames chayev hochenam leishne. Now this is very strange. This is very strange. What kind of an analogy is that? Over there, the first analogy we understand. All right, the Gemara refuted it. But after the Gemara refuted the first analogy, the Gemara mentioned another analogy, and that's very strange, because just as one is chayev when he's meitzi. When his mother mitchilas dalet leseiv dalet, and there suppose he would stop, so he carries it within the dalet ames. Suppose at any point he would stop, he would be potter. So b'meila it's analogous to imokim p'tur. So it's analogous to imokim p'tur. So we do not say that even though he carried it within the dalet ames, that should constitute a break in the ma'ase itzoye and should be mevatel the original akire. So here too, by stove, the fact that he carried it within the stove, it doesn't constitute a break and is mevatel the original akire. But the question is, I mean, what shaychus is there? When he carries it in the stove, so for 5 minutes, he is engaged in a neutral act. So it wouldn't be unreasonable to say that the fact that for 5 minutes, in the midst of the itzoye, he is engaged in a neutral zone, in a neutral act, that constitutes a break and is mevatel the original akira. Masha'in can hear, he wouldn't be chayev if he would stop at the end of one army, if he would stop at the end of two armies, at the end of three armies. He wouldn't be chayev if he would stop at the end of almost four armies. He wouldn't be chayev. So in other words, he has to carry it within the whole distance. Within the whole distance of four armies. So why should it constitute a break? That's the Maizavire. Unless we are going to say that Bamavid Aladam is Bishis Arabim, so the Maizavire consists only of two ingredients. Mavir, Akire, at the beginning of a Daladama's distance, and Hanoche at the end of a Daladama's distance. But the in-between, the carrying within the Daladama's, that's not an integral part of the Maizavir, if we are going to say that. Now, there is such a shite, a very difficult shite. The Ralbag, in his Peirush and Shmei, and Parsha Yisrei, and the Torah, so he says something that is contrary to Gemara Mefureshes Nazir. He says, suppose you have a Rishus Rabbi. You have here a Rishus Rabbi. Here is a Rishus Rabbi. And then, here is two Ames. You have a stretch of two Ames. A Rishus Ayochit. And then you have here also, two Ames Rishus Rabbi. And then he starts here. So he carries a chifetz over a stretch of two ames in the Rishus HaYochid, and then another two ames in the Rishus HaRabim, and then he stops. So he carried the Anoche, the point of Anoche is in the Rishus HaRabim, the point of the Akire is in the Rishus HaRabim, and between the point of Akire in the Rishus HaRabim and the point of Anoche in the Rishus HaRabim, there is a distance of Dalad Ames. But he didn't carry it over a distance of Dalad Ames Rishus HaRabim. He carried it over a distance of two ames in the Rishus HaRabim. Two ames was carried in the Rishus HaYochid. So the Ralbag in his Perush and Shmois, Parsha Yisrei, the Sasek HaMelacho, he says Yisrei. In other words, what's the Ralbag Shite? The Ralbag Shite is that the Dalet Ames, the carrying in Dalet Ames, is not an integral part of the Maisavir of the Itzoy. The Maisavir of the Itzoy consists of two ingredients. He has to be Eki on the Rishus HaRabim, and then he has to be Maniach on the Rishus HaRabim. But the point of Anoche is to be Dalet Ames removed from the point of Akir. So Bemeila, even though the Dalet Ames are constituted by two Ames in the Rishus HaYochid, it doesn't matter, because the carrying in the Rishus HaRabim is not an integral part of the Maizavir. Oh, now, but there is a Gemara Mifureshes Neged Ralbag. Daftadik Zayin, Omud Beis, the second line from the end of the order. Amen. Tomer Rabo, Hazirik Meshus Arabim Meshus Arabim, Ushus Ayochid Beemtza, Dalet Ames Chayim, Poches Me'arba Ames Spot. Poches Me'arba Ames Spot. So he says, Meshus Arabim Meshus Arabim Meshus Ayochid Beemtza. Dalchan, Imova Meshus Arabim Dalet Ames, Vafil Al Deitzirov, Chayim. In other words, even though it crossed the Rishus HaYochid too, but he carried the Dalet Ames in the Rishus HaRabim itself. So then Israel, Masha'in Kein, Pochez Ma'arba Ames, if let's say, two Ames was carried over the Rishus HaYochid, and two Ames of the Rishus HaRabim, and then he stopped at the distance of Dalet Ames from the point, from the origin, from the point of Akire, so he's Potter. It's Gemara Mefresh, it's Neged Ralbag. So, in other words, so what we see from this Gemara? That the Aloche is not that the Maisavir consists just of Akira and Anoche, but and the Anoche has to be Dalet Ames removed from the point of Akira. No. There are three ingredients in the Maisavir of Mavad Dalet Ames. Akira and Rishus HaRabim, Anoche and Rishus HaRabim, and then the Etzem carrying Dalet Ames and Rishus HaRabim. That's also a very important ingredient. So, if we are to say like the Ralbag, then we can understand this Gemara. Then we can understand this Gemara. So the Gemara is asking, Elamid Gemara has the kasha. How do we know that even though the person, the Meitzi, was engaged for a certain period in a neutral act, in a neutral zone, so that doesn't constitute a break, because every time one is Mavad Dalet Ames, the Maisavir consists only of the Akir and the Anoche, but in between, as he carries it in the Rishus HaRabim, he's not engaged in any Avere. That's a neutral zone. It's only an aloche is that aloche has to be Dalet Ames removed from the point of Akire. But that's not an integral part of the Maizavire. So that means that while he carried over the Dalet Ames, so he was engaged in a neutral act. Something that is not an integral part of the Maizavire. And still is chayiv. So Mimele. So Mimele, there is an analogy that in the case of Ametz, the Chonis Leplatia, there are snobis also. But But we see from the Gemara, it's not like the Ralbak. So we see that Akir and Anoche are not the only two ingredients of the Maisa Avera of Mavad Adamas. There are three ingredients. Akir, Anoche, and also the Etzem Avore, the Etzem Caring within the Adamas. So mainly, what kind of analogy is there between Mavad Chayfes, Mitchil Adal Yisev Dalet, and Meitz Mechonis Lepati Derech Stov? Over there, he was never engaged in any neutral act. He's always engaged in the Maisa Avera. That's the Maisa Avera. So that's very difficult, unless we say that this is what the Gemara means. But it's not mashma from the Rosh. So the Gemara says, midome, hosom ligabe hayek davre mokim ptu. In other words, if this person will make a stop before the Daladames, so there will be potter. But likul alme mokim chiyuvu. So it's not a...